listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Hello, world. After Jersey Day break, we're back with the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on racesontheweb.com. I'm your host, TJ Buffenbarger. That's another fast-paced hour of open wheel discussion. All of our guests tonight will appear on the Rocket Headers hotline. You can also interact with the show via email, tj@tjslideways.com, or Facebook fan page over at tjslideways.com. You can search for that on Facebook. And our Twitter account, you can ask us questions by commenting with the @ TJ Slideways. And if you can't catch the show live, don't forget, you can get the podcast. Available for download, on-demand listening, and also on subscription via iTunes. So if you can't listen to us live, you can take us wherever you go whenever you have time to listen. Here's what we have planned on the show tonight. Midget car driver Brad Loyette's going to kick off our indoor racing coverage for the 2010-2011 wintertime season. Brad's going to be competing over at DeCoin at the Southern Illinois Center next weekend. And then over at the Chili Bowl Nationals, the Loyette Racing Team always has a strong driver lineup for the Chili Bowl. So we're going to hear what their plans are for that and maybe what he has planned for 2011. And then we're going to have Tony Barhorst from the Rumble Series on. Talk about the unique weekend the Rumble Series has going on. They're going to end 2010's racing season with an event, and then they're going to have the first event of 2011 here in the States. And how are they going to do that? They're racing on December 31st and January 1st over at the Fort Wayne Exposition Center. So a little different deal. We're going to talk about the change to the holiday weekend. What's that going to mean for everything with the Rumble Series? And then also we're going to talk to him about some of the additions to the show this year, and this just coming in. Normally this would be where we do the latest dirt, but we have a breaking news coming in the TJ's room as the American Sprint Car Series 2011 Lucas Oil Series schedule has been released about 45 minutes ago. The 2011 schedule, first major schedule to come out for the 2011 season for any of the series in the States, and not too much of a change from 2010. The Thunderbolt Raceway in Tulare, California, and also the King Speedway in Hanford, California, are going to kick off the season. But here's the trick. It's going to be on February 9th and then February 11th. And then February 12th right now is a to-be-announced. So a potential another West Coast event there before they go to the USA Raceway in Tucson for two nights of action. From there, pretty much standard issue. Devil's Bowl, I-30 for a pair of two-day shows. The Tri-City Speedway in Pontoon Beach, Illinois for a show before going to Riverside. Over to the ditch, and then 2 days at Jetmore close out the month of May. One thing I do notice about the schedule, there are not as many gaps in it as in years past. It's a lot more cohesive racing just about every weekend for the American Sprint Car Series, Lucas Oil Series. So it's definitely a schedule enhancement is the new phrase, but 40 nights of racing at 16 different tracks in 13 states will keep everyone busy on the Lucas Oil Tour. So, great news. That's coming up. You'll see that up shortly on tjslideways.com. Now, we're going to get to our regular segment of
the latest dirt.
What happened in the racing world this past weekend? The World Series Sprint Cars competed at the Mountain Dew Ice Raceway, and World of Outlaws veteran Jason Sides picked up the feature win over there. And Robbie Farr still leading the point standings with the WSS as they head to Bendigo Bank Arena, La Trobe, Australia this weekend. And then Craig Delansky and Jonathan Auer picked up victories in New Zealand. Delansky won at the Robertson Holden International Speedway, while Auer picked up the win at Wellington. Delansky won the overall USA Sprint Tour Mini-Series Championship down there in Australia. He's back in the States getting rested up for the holidays before heading over to Australia for more racing action. Of course, we've talked about the sport, Mike Strievel being named the head of the Engine Pro ASCS Sprints on Dirt presented by ARP. Strievel has worked in the past with the Berlin Raceway and the Auto Value Super Sprints. And along with that was the longtime announcer at I-96 Speedway. And this is a good change, folks. It's going to be a good deal for him, and I think he's going to do great things with the series. And sometime Mike's going to be on the show. He's not going to be on this week, but possibly next week or the week after. We are going to have Mike, and we will be taking questions that night. And then the IMIS show took place this past weekend. That show growing by leaps and bounds. PRI show taking place this week. It's definitely the trade show season. With that schedule start being announced, we just got done talking about the Lucas Oil Series schedule being announced, but also Anderson Speedway announced their schedule and Butler Motor Speedway. We have those already posted on the website in the 2011 schedule section. And then we've received a lot of unofficial partial schedules. We're kind of waiting for those to become official before we post them on the website. So that's what we have.
The latest dirt.
We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to have Brad Loyette on the line to talk about his 2011 upcoming season and also the indoor races he'll be doing with his family team over the next couple of months. You're listening to the TJ Sideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Evans Toyota and Fuzzy's Vodka welcome the Rumble and Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Two huge shows. New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. and Saturday New Year's Day at 7 p.m. Doors open at noon. Witness national stars in action on the 1/6 mile track inside the Expo Center. Also featuring outlaw winged midgets, slingshots, carts, and quarter midgets. Plus, Hoosier Windows and Siding presents ATV stuntman Henry the Pit Bull Wright as he attempts a world record jump of Evans Toyotas at the New Year's Eve fan pit party in the pit. And Crazy Pins is giving away $10 gift cards to the first 1,000 ticket buyers at the Coliseum ticket office. Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Evans Toyota welcome the Rumble and Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Brought to you by Hoosier Window and Siding, Fuzzy's Vodka, and Crazy Pin. Tickets on sale now at the Coliseum ticket office, Ticketmaster.com, or call or text 260-479-9928, RumbleSeries.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
And we're we're back here on the Open Wheel Spectacular. Brad Loyette coming up in about 5 minutes. We mentioned the Lucas Oil ASCS Series did release their 2011 season schedule this evening. And a couple more news bites from that schedule release. A $250,000 point fund with $60,000 earmarked for the season champion over those 40 races. It's interesting that they are going to California. You know, a lot of the California tricks trying to get over to the ASCS rules. They will be at King Speedway. Tulare's a little bit of a surprise. I figured we might see them at some of the handy tracks. Tulare and Kings were not two tracks I expected to see them at, personally. And that was kind of a surprise when looking at the schedule. Otherwise, looking through the mid part of the schedule, Eagle Raceway in the middle of the year, lots of two-day programs. And the one-day programs are fairly close together, like June 24th at the L.A. Raceway before going June 25th over to the Lake Ozark Speedway. And then the Clay County Fairgrounds on July 8th, paired together with the I-90 Speedway on July the 9th. From there, a series of two-day shows, 2 days at Grays Harbor and 2 days at Cottage Grove in July before heading down to Placerville for 2 days and then back to Knoxville for the Knoxville 360 Nationals in the beginning of August. So a busy July and August for the ASCS Sprint Car Series. September is the one light spot. One race in September on the 24th at the Lucas Oil Speedway. So the schedule does have a little bit of a break in it that we didn't see initially. And then early October is also a big barren spot. So you don't see another event on the schedule until October 21st. So one thing about that, we'll have to check to see where the 2011 Canadian Sprint Car National dates are, but that could be an open date for the National Tour. And with you know, the money on the line at the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, maybe someone could be tempted to make the trip north, to make the trip up there when we do our live shows up in Canada in 2011 for the Nationals. But there are some gaps in that schedule. It'll be interesting to see how that pans out as the weeks go on. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to try to get Brad Loya on the line, and then also we'll have Tony Barhorst on from the Rumble Series. You're listening to the Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Rumble in the new year. It all happens Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Auto Racing's Power Party comes to the Memorial Coliseum Expo Center as Evans Toyota and Fuzzy's Vodka welcome the Rumble in Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Two huge shows. New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. and Saturday New Year's Day at 7 p.m. Doors open at noon. Witness national stars in action on the 1/6 mile track inside the Expo Center. Also featuring outlaw winged midgets, slingshots, carts, and quarter midgets. Plus, Hoosier Windows and Siding presents ATV stuntman Henry the Pitbull Wright as he attempts a world record jump of Evans Toyotas at the New Year's Eve Fan Pit Party in the pit. And Crazy Pins is giving away $10 gift cards to the first 1,000 ticket buyers at the Coliseum Ticket Office. Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Evans Toyota welcomes the Rumble at Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Brought to you by Hoosier Window and Siding, Fuzzy's Vodka, and Crazy Pins. Tickets on sale now at the Coliseum Ticket Office, Ticketmaster.com, or call or text 260-479-9928 at RumbleSeries.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EnginePropartsCom. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com. race teams. Take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Rumble in the new year. It all happens Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Auto Racing's Power Party comes to the Memorial Coliseum Expo Center as Evans Toyota and Fuzzy's Vodka welcome the Rumble in Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Two huge shows. New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. and Saturday, New Year's Day at 7 p.m. Doors open at noon. Witness national stars in action on the 1/6 mile track inside the Expo Center. Also featuring outlaw winged midgets, slingshot carts, and quarter midgets. Plus, Hoosier Windows and Siding presents ATV stuntman Henry the Pitbull Wright as he attempts a world record jump of Evans Toyotas at the New Year's Eve Fan Pit Party in the pit. And Crazy Pits is giving away $10 gift cards to the first 1,000 ticket buyers at the Coliseum Ticket Office. Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Evans Toyota welcome the Rumble at Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Brought to you by Hoosier Window and Siding, Fuzzy's Vodka, and Crazy Pits. Tickets on sale now at the Coliseum Ticket Office, Ticketmaster.com, or call or text 260-479-9928, RumbleSeries.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro, Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Rumble in the new year. It all happens Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Auto Racing's Power Party comes to the Memorial Coliseum Expo Center as Evans Toyota and Fuzzy's Vodka welcome the Rumble in Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Two huge shows. New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. and Saturday, New Year's Day at 7 p.m. Doors open at noon. Witness national stars in action on the 1/6 mile track inside the Expo Center. Also featuring outlaw winged midgets, slingshots, carts, and quarter garbage. And plus, Hoosier Windows and Siding presents ATV stuntman Henry the Pitbull Wright as he attempts a world record jump of Evans Toyotas at the New Year's Eve fan pit party in the pit. And Crazy Pins is giving away $10 gift cards to the first 1,000 ticket buyers at the Coliseum ticket office. Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Evans Toyota welcomes the Rumble at Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Brought to you by Hoosier Window and Siding, Fuzzy's Vodka, and Crazy Pins. Tickets on sale now at the Coliseum ticket office, Ticketmaster.com, or call or text 260-479-9928, RumbleSeries.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com. Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
We're back here on the RacesOnTheWeb.com TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular. Having a little bit of trouble getting a hold of Brad Loyat. Brad's in a class right now, so he said he tried to duck out at some point and get on the line with us, so he'll eventually get to it, but probably a little harder to duck out of class than he thought it would be, so not going to give any grief for that. I mean, the kid's in school, so 22-year-old driver will be with us here shortly. Also, Tony Barhorst from the Rumble Series. You mentioned Mike Strievel taking over the Engine Pro ASCS Sprints on Dirt presented by ARP Series, and Mike, of course, he'll be on with us sometime either next week or the week after. I've known Mike now for about 15 years, and I think this is going to be a really good fit for him. This is not going to be his day job like it was at Berlin. It's going to be more of a racing hobby kind of thing, and I think it's going to work out really well to have someone focused on the series. You'll more than likely hear Mike behind the microphone as well. As several of you saw, I did resign from the Sprints on Dirt series. If I ever see some questions about that, I actually tendered that resignation from the announcing gig shortly after the Hartford event. In fact, it was just before that or just after Hartford, I don't recall which, that I wrote management there and told them I would not be back for the 2011 season. And that's mainly to focus on this show and also the website. We're going to travel to some different places like Indiana Sprint Week and Indiana Midget Week and do more kind of what we were doing before I really got deep into the announcing deal. And we'll still be around some Sprints on Dirt events and some other events around Michigan, but we're also going to travel a bit more, too. We're going to maybe do about the same amount of races we have been doing, but we're going to focus on some of the bigger shows and also some different weekly programs throughout the country and him and clusters a little bit, and then give me a little more time to spend some quality family time. Of course, with the holidays coming up, that's always very important. Also lined up for next week's show, Taylor Ferns is going to join us next week to talk about her racing adventures all over the country, her season at the Spartan Sprint Car Series. So we're going to have her on next week. And still Brad Loyat and Tony Barhorst to come. It'll be interesting to see with the Rumble Series how the holiday thing works. In the past, they've run it during the week when the holiday falls. That's kind of what makes this Fort Wayne thing work, is the holiday. The building's out rented then, and logistically, it just works out well for everyone to get there between Christmas and New Year's. And this whole Fort Wayne thing was devised for a revival, that this was very planned out around Christmas and New Year's and the hotels and putting people in those hotels the weekend between Christmas and New Year's. the risk in that being that the holiday weekend once in a while falls on a weekend. And in the past, in fact, the first time Tony Stewart ran the Rumble was during a midweek program, and it was kind of an interesting deal. The crowd was okay. The partying was much better than the crowd, and all I remember from that race, actually, I was sicker than a dog. I was about, I think I was 21 at the time, or 22, and I hadn't had my tonsils out yet, and I had my, like, third or fourth, severe throat infection of the year, and that's actually shortly that diagnosis, shortly there before that, is actually I had my tonsils out at 21 years old, which is a bit old for that procedure, but I was sicker than a dog that whole weekend over there, and I doubt if the fumes helped, but being indoors all weekend, but it was a lot of fun, and we've had a lot of good times over the year at Fort Wayne. If you've never been to the Fort Wayne event, it's kind of like a big family reunion. You go there, you'll see people that you haven't seen in a long time, and people you maybe haven't seen since last racing season. It's a very neat atmosphere, and this year they've added several new things, places to watch the bowl games down there, so you can keep track of your favorite football team. They're going to have a ATV record car jump indoors. That'll be worth the price of admission just to see that, and several other things that Tony will be on to talk about later, but that Rumble and Fort Wayne event has always been kind of a family fixture with my dad and I. We usually will go down there and cover that, and it's been a big part of the family from Jack Calabrese and Tony working on it together. Now Tony, along with a lot of the crew from Eldora Speedway, helps put that event on, and it's a very interesting deal. If you've never been out there, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, make sure to get down there, get a hotel, spend the New Year with your racing family. It should be interesting to do that. And we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to try to get Tony Barhorse on the line. We're going to talk Rumble Series. Rumble in the Fort Wayne Exposition Center. You're listening to the TJ Sideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Rumble in the new year! It all happens Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day! Auto Racing's Power Party comes to the Memorial Coliseum. Coliseum Expo Center as Evans Toyota and Fuzzy's Vodka welcome the Rumble in Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Two huge shows. New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. and Saturday New Year's Day at 7 p.m. Doors open at noon. Witness national stars in action on the 1/6 mile track inside the Expo Center. Also featuring outlaw wing midgets, slingshot, carts, and quarter midgets. Plus, Hoosier Windows and Siding presents ATV stuntman Henry the Pitbull Wright as he attempts a world record jump of Evans Toyotas at the New Year's Eve fan pit party in the pit. And Crazy Pins is giving away $10 gift cards to the first 1,000 ticket buyers at the Coliseum Ticket Office. Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Evans Toyota welcomes the Rumble in Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Brought to you by Hoosier Window and Siding, Fuzzy's Vodka, and Crazy Pins. Tickets on sale now at the Coliseum Ticket Office, Ticketmaster.com, or call or text 260-479-9928, RumbleSeries.com.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Welcome back to the Open Wheel Spectacular, and on the Rocket Headers Hotline is the owner, proprietor, promoter extraordinaire of the Rumble Series event, the Rumble in Fort Wayne, coming up on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Tony Barhorst, it's always good to have you on, man. Thanks for making time for us.
Well, it's great to be back, TJ. And like I said, I believe last time around, you were our first webmaster for the Rumble Series, and always remember that. And been 13 years now coming into this year, so we're looking forward to having another celebration of racing.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that 13 years ago you guys all got together and decided to revive this this Fort Wayne tradition that had been stagnant for quite a while. And it's been interesting with this and to see how it's transpired. What made you pick the holiday week between Christmas and New Year's?
Well, going back to when we started, Jack Calabrese had Neymar's when we first started, and Jack and I were looking around for indoor venues for quite a while, and then we heard that the Memorial Coliseum, the newer Expo Center, not the Coliseum where the USAC racing started in 1954, but the newer Expo Center was available, and they had monster truck shows, or maybe even dwarf cars, with monster trucks, and heard that was a possibility. I've been looking for a venue for about 2 years, including up in Michigan quite a bit. At one point, I thought I'd maybe try to get the Silver Dome, but that didn't happen. But we looked around at it. Anyways, these dates became available, and it's always been, most facilities don't have any open dates, and if they do, they're really not doing their job. So the only dates that were open were between Christmas and New Year's. And it was during the middle of the week, and I didn't really like that right away. It was like a Wednesday or Thursday in the middle of the week, and because, Christmas falls on the weekend, that's when we have to make a choice. And so we didn't want to run on the holiday at that time, and this is about the third or fourth time this has happened where the holiday's on the weekend. So I've always picked in the middle of the week when this happened before, but it took me a long time to make the decision, and Jack Calabrese, he's always ready for action, and he kind of was a little frustrated. It took me a while to make the decision. Finally, we went for it, and it worked out, but as I look at those numbers, they were pretty paltry compared to where we're at right now. But every time this happened, with the Christmas falling on the weekend and same with New Year's, we revisited, kind of was tempted to do the holiday with going on New Year's Eve, and the reason why I've changed this time around and went on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is because, the used to be the bowl games were all in that two-day period almost, maybe 3 days, but then it, started expanding, and now it seems like the bowl season lasts for a couple weeks. I know the Holiday Bowl and then start pretty early, that's the way it's always been, but now your national championship game's not till a week later. And so maybe some playoff football on Saturday. But other than that, I just decided, when in doubt, party, when in doubt. We've been kind of cultivating the image of racing's holiday season party. We try to have more than racing and have fun with it and have it be a place to be in the pit area and talking to the teams and seeing how they work on the cars. And it's more than just the racing, but the racing's been very good the last few years. Been improving on it with some rule changes and things, so that's where we're at. We're on the holiday and kind of looking forward to it.
And this is kind of exciting because you're going to be able to celebrate the new year at the racetrack with your racing friends, and there are racers from age 5 to age 75 that will be competing in it. So this thing really is for all ages. And I know that's something you've been stressing, that it's not just for the adults. The kids can come out, too, to this event.
Right. One of the things we've, and you'll like this, that we decided to do is kind of make it so, you know, like the quarter midgets and the carts, maybe they run more of their stuff earlier. So maybe they can go ahead and get their show in, and even in the afternoon. Then the people that want to see, you know, be with them, they can take off and do their thing. And then the midgets come into action, you know, right at 7 o'clock. You can see a full midget show, including the qualifying net, right at 7. So, you know, you don't have to wait if you don't want to really want to be there for those carts and the quarter midgets. A lot of people do, and it's a lot of fun watching them. But you can do that if you want to. The doors open at noon to see that. You can get a pit pass. Kids are allowed in the pits. They're $30 for one day, $55 for two for pit passes. The general admission tickets are like $10 for kids, and adults are $20, and you can get reserved seats. But anyways, you know, you can come out and do what you want to do. Go back and enjoy the hotels. We try to get good hotel prices, and we do have that on our website, rumbleseries.com. And, you know, we'll get into the drivers, you know, later, but it's, you know, ages, like you say, 5 to 75, and something for everybody, and a lot of good national drivers and regional drivers and drivers from Michigan and you name it, East Coast. And it's really grown quite a bit with the diversity of drivers and the cars that we have. So
yeah, it's an all-day spectacle. I highly advise, a lot of people might just want to go for the late program. I highly advise get there as early as you can. The early program is pretty awesome, and it works out pretty well to just go there. You will get your racing fix for the winter if you go in there and start noon and watch hot laps. Personally, I like going early the first day to see the track get worked in.
Well, it's going to be kind of nice, you know, with a holiday. You know, let's say you can get in there and come in early and see a lot of racing and still have your money's worth, even if you have to get out of there early for some reason. And then let's say it might be different this year. Maybe people, maybe they don't make it both days, but you should be able to make it one day, you know. And the racing on Saturday, New Year's Day, is, you know, for the midgets, is 7 o'clock. So even if you want to do some things, some people do some things around during the day or watch a football game, or, you know, if you're within a couple hours, you're from Indianapolis or you're from lower Michigan, you know, you'll still have some time to get in and see some racing and still get back home, too, because we want to have it over early enough. If you want to go home, you'll be able to get home in good time. And then, like I say, we got the good hotel rates. That's been part of it. So a lot of people like to go to the hotel anyways to celebrate and, you know, have a good time. So we're all getting together and doing that and having some fun with some new sponsors. We just late last week picked up Fuzzy's Premium Vodka. You might remember that they sponsored Eddie Carpenter. And I got a tip from the Indy Downforce Fan Club who suggested doing it. I had thought about trying to get a sponsor like that. I've never had one myself, beer or, you know, alcohol. And they're tougher to get and on short notice. But with that tip of the Indy Downforce Fan Club, the two combine pretty good. But that's where New Year's Eve works for me. You know, my advertising's all running during the holiday season, and it's their biggest time of the year. So we're going to have Fuzzy's Premium Vodka, and we'll have the Fuzzy Girls. They'll be there and presenting trophies, and definitely be there to talk to in the Hoosier Window and Siding fan club area, where we're having, like, you know, fans can hang out, and the Downforce fan club will be there, and we'll have race cars on display and having a DJ with music. And so we'll kind of have two different parties going, one just outside the doors where people can come out and kind of hang around and lounge, and big screen TVs and things like that. And then you can go in and you can kind of get out of the noise and have a little party out there, and then come back in and watch the racing. So there's plenty to do. You can go in the pits and hang out, see what they're doing, and learn how they're adjusting the cars, and there is a lot of that going on. So You know, plenty of things for people to do, and really we're going to add to it. And we're expecting a lot of good drivers coming in, so you'll be able to meet them at this party after the races on New Year's Eve, which we expect that to be over about 9:30. And so everybody that's in the grandstands, they can come around into the pits and see the cars, even if you don't have to have a pit pass. At that point, the racing stopped, and you can mill around in the pits. And we're going to kind of ring in the new year there, you know, kind of have some music going and in the arena itself, and set up a stunt by a guy by the name of Henry the Pitbull Wright, who's been on the David Letterman show and jumped six taxi cabs. Well, he's probably going to jump, set an indoor record here, jumping 10 Evans Toyotas at our indoor party there after the races in the pit party.
I was going to say, how I can't wait to see this. Jumping cars indoors. There's a roof, so there's a little added element of danger there.
It really can't get too much airtime, but anyways, this guy is, you can check out our website, rumbleseries.com, and go to the media section, and you can see his appearance on David Letterman. It was pretty funny. But he's from Van Wert, Ohio. I've had him before. We had him come in last year and kind of scope the place out and maybe, you know, do a little riding around with his ATV and kind of stunts and wheelies and stuff like that, and he got used to it, and so we know he can do it. He's going to not be able to go too high, but he's going to go long enough to jump about 10 cars. So we're going to set that up. It'll take about 40 minutes, and in the meantime, we'll be playing music, and people can check out the race cars. And we'll have our friend D.O., maybe we'll have you in one year doing this, T.J., bring the show down to Fort Wayne, and we'll have an internet show and interview the drivers while this party's going on and the jumps being set up. Interview Dave Darland and guys like John Stanbro and, you know, Matt Westfall. And we're having Hank Lauer this year decided to invite a legend to the races. So yeah. We're going to have a brand of cars called the Slingshots that Rich Tobias puts together. And Rich has made a car or two available for legends like Hank to run. And we're going to have Hank Lauer running one of the Slingshots, which is like an East Coast modified. Pretty nice little cars, and they put on a good show, and you're going to be able to see, you know, quite a lot of stuff going on, and, you know, one thing about it, we're going to have fun no matter what happens, so that's the ultimate goal here.
You know, I've yet to go down there and not have fun over at the Rumble in the Expo, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. You mentioned earlier, you've made some rule changes over the past couple of years to help tighten up the competition. What kind of rule changes have you made for this year in comparison to last year to help tighten up the field?
Well, we pretty much built on the rules last year. Last year we had some drivers, you know, that didn't agree with the rules. But basically, it's all about left side weight. We were starting to get cars putting left side weight out farther. We were getting some batteries that were being put out for power steering. And we were getting some bolt-on weight, and we had an issue with that, and it kind of started with that. And I'm not blaming any driver, but it's just part of the evolution of racing has always been that the cars start to get to be more and more specialty designed, and that's what was happening. And what that does is it makes it more expensive in the long run for the majority of teams when that stuff happens. And so I decided to cut that off, and we made some rules tightening it up where the left side weight is more like the USAC rules or other similar sanctioning body rules where you can't have anything out farther than 8 inches from the frame, okay? And can't have any batteries or attachments like that. You know, the oil tank has to be as close to the frame as possible and not to exceed like 10 inches away. That way we're not getting a lot of weight way out to the left, and you start getting batteries out there, what you're having is a battery that's going to get crushed, and it's going to be all over the floor, and, you know, just to get to be where you get bolt-on weight is just another thing that can fly off the car, and so we just had to tighten these things up, and that's what was done, and what it does is it makes the conventional cars more competitive, and it makes it possible for us to have a greater diversity of cars. And that's what we want. We don't want to rule out or have these cars designed in such a way that it rules out the conventional cars of wanting to participate. And so it's all about keeping the expenses low, and we decided to do that last year, and it worked, you know. And Billy Weiss made some changes, Randy Burrow. Billy Weiss made changes, but he didn't, they really didn't want to do, and we had to do it. We had to make him do it because we had other guys that didn't show up because they didn't agree with those rules, and thank goodness they decided to stay with us because they were thinking about leaving, taking their three cars and going home, but what they did was they just took out the questionable weight that was out on the left, and we took it out, and what they did was they ended up winning both races. You know, and what they did was the races kind of came to them. Billy's had some bad luck over the years with car being almost destroyed, well, basically was destroyed at the RCA Dome, had another bad crash hitting the concrete real hard at Fort Wayne, had an engine blow, and got a lot of enthusiasm, but he had a lot of bad luck, and he's won about three or four races in the last couple of years now. He's really tough. He had some races come to him, kind of fell in his lap last year, so... I think they're glad that they stayed around to run our races.
Yeah, and you mentioned like Dave Darwin, John Stamberg, guys like that running the show. But you kind of have to keep your eyes out on a lot of younger drivers that will be up front that maybe you've never heard of. It's very interesting to see guys sneak up there and get wins in this event or get really high finishes.
Well, I couldn't believe, that on day two, Adam Wilsman, he started on the pole, and I'm talking about these conventional cars. This is a former dirt car that Gary Barnett from around Battle Creek has, and that car's always been pretty good, and Derek Bishak did really well in it from Angola a couple years ago, almost won. It was one of our best races. He kind of got shuffled to third. There was like a last lap dash for the win, and guys were really scrambling all over for the win. He ended up getting shuffled back to third. He could have easily won. But anyways, Wilsden was really fast, and he started from the pole and pulled away from, like, these munchkins, like Billy Weiss and Dave Darlin and Mike Fedorchak, and he pulled away from them, had a big lead. Then about a little over halfway, he hits an inside tire, and we thought he was going to lose it, but he lost all of the lead he gained, and he'd had about a straightaway lead. Anyways, he lost all that, and then Weiss was all over his tail for a while. Then he rebuilt his lead. And then, about 10 laps from the finish, he ended up getting into the tire again on the inside, and he came to a stop, and his day was over. We thought he had this thing won, and he would have if he'd have kind of stayed out of trouble there. He was 14 years old, Adam Wilsden. He's from Michigan. And I'd like to remember his hometown, but there's a quarter midget club from up around Waterford, Matt. That's where they're from. And this kid's been good in quarter midgets, and now he's running a midget. He really showed some talent, and he's a kid to look out for. So definitely we love to see those new drivers, like Taylor Ferns. Great to hear her doing so well at Spartan Speedway. And Kevin Biesecker is the former winner in our series at Toledo. He had an exciting race in 99. Anyways, he's the crew chief for Taylor Ferns now. And Kevin, he was the crew chief for Dakota Armstrong when he worked his way up through the midget ranks and managed to get a deal, developmental deal with Roger Penske. He's been running the ARCA series, and maybe some nationwide. Anyways, they're going to be there, and Taylor Ferns is another talent to watch out for, another one from quarter midgets.
Yeah, and a lot of those quarter midget kids, you start seeing them work their way up. Someone that might be in the full-size midgets might have raced at the Rumble Series in the quarter midgets, four or five years ago.
Thinking of another kid, you see, Cale Conley, we were, like, shocked to see that he set the 360 track record at Knoxville. And this kid, he's been running midgets, and he was running quarter midgets with us, and he ran our midget series for a couple years. We get some kids that run with us just a couple years, and then they're on to other things. But, it's fun to watch these guys and gals come through, and you never know where you're going to see them next. It doesn't take very long for them to move up these days.
All right, Tony, and that's coming up New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, RumbleSeries.com. Tony, is there anything we missed?
Well, TJ, we're always glad to see TJ Slideways and Todd Buffenberger on Facebook, and the Rumble Racing Series has a Facebook page, too. And you can check that out for more photos of behind-the-scenes action at the Rumble Series, and we have RumbleSeries.com. But we pretty much got it covered, and it's great being able to talk to you about what's going on and appreciate being on the show here tonight.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to come out. Don't forget RumbleSeries.com. Best way to ring in the new year. So that was Tony Barhorst with the Rumble Series. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to try to corner Brad Loyette. He just emailed me and said he had to take a test. So test is over. He'll be on the line as well. You're listening to the TJ Sideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EnginePropartsCom. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams of the 2010 Maximizer program, courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished fit make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website, headers.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Rumble in the new year! It all happens Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day! Auto Racing's Power Party comes to the Memorial Coliseum Expo Center as Evans Toyota and Fundy's Vodka welcome the Rumble and Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Two huge shows! New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. and Saturday, New Year's Day at 7 p.m. Doors open at noon. Witness national stars in action on the 1/6 mile track inside the Expo Center. Also featuring Outlaw Wing Midgets, Slingshots, Carts, and Quarter Midgets. Plus, Hoosier Windows and Siding presents ATV stuntman Henry the Pitbull Wright as he attempts a world record jump of Evans Toyotas at the New Year's Eve Fan Pit Party in the pit. And Crazy Pigs is giving away $10 gift cards to the first 1,000 ticket buyers at the Coliseum Ticket Office. Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Evans Toyota welcomes the Rumble at Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Brought to you by Hoosier Window and Siding, Fuzzy's Vodka, and Crazy Pigs. Tickets on sale now at the Coliseum Ticket Office, Ticketmaster.com, or call or text 260-479-9928.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand and internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EnginePropartsCom. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
And now I just hope my phone doesn't die, so...
You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Oh, we set up Calvary and search parties, carrier pigeon, whatever we can find. And we come up with Brad Loyette out of class. First off, guy, I ask you, how'd you do on the test?
We did pretty good on the test. So it's hard work and dedication goes towards. If it wasn't for my dad making me go to school, I wouldn't be getting the education I got.
Right, that's a good thing. Yeah, we're always big on the kids going to college while they're racing. And we're talking, you've got a pretty decent major. What are you majoring in right now?
My major is business administration with a certificate in entrepreneurship, so I can open up my own business and make tons of money and pay for myself to race them.
I was just going to say, keep paying for race cars. And you guys do field a lot of race cars this time of year because it's indoor season, and you always have a fleet of race cars. Who's going to be driving for you at the Chili Bowl next month?
Well, I think this is about the first time it's gone public of who's all driving. Obviously, I'm driving. One of my close buddies, Casey Schumann's in buying a car. We got Damian Gardner in, second place in sprint car points, I believe, with USEC. Michael Pickens from New Zealand, and Gary Taylor.
Wow. You know, so when you have teammates like that, because you're the house driver during the year, does that put any more pressure on you to perform at these races when you bring in all these guys to be your teammate?
It definitely puts pressure on, you know, I guess, so how I'm going to finish, because, you know, I've got the same goal every time I go to the track, and that's winning the race. We don't go there for anything less, but it puts pressure on making sure that all these cars are ready to go each night. We don't want any failures on our part. Once the car's on the track, it's in the driver's hands, but we don't want to have any failures that we shop, and that's what we're doing right now. We're building fun. Hopefully you're going to run every single lap and be up front in the AMA at the Chili Bowl and going to run some cars at DuCoin and try to get us some TV exposure, get some new sponsors, and just get a good finish for my dad.
And, of course, you are running DuCoin. You mentioned, how many cars do you guys are fielding at DuCoin?
We're only going to run two there. We were going to run three, but Damien Gardner had a hunting trip planned, so we told him, hey, no big deal, you know, we'll run two, so it's just going to be me and Little Shoe.
And that's kind of one neat thing about your operation. It is a family operation, and that's very important to you guys. And you guys do things a little differently. You pick and choose your schedule. You race dirt pretty much exclusively now. And, you know, you guys approach it quite a bit differently. What brought you to the approach you guys take to your racing schedule and where you choose to race and such?
Basically, since we started, it was all about having fun. You know, if we weren't having fun, we weren't going to do it. And, then we started off with, you know, just busting. We finally got to the point of realizing, you know, that's not really the direction in the future that we want to head towards. We want to be able to go race as much as we can, make as much money as we can. And at the time, you know, and currently USEC, that isn't the way it's going. And my mom and dad made a decision. And we've ran kind of an outlaw schedule the last 2 years. And next year we're going to move into the 360 Wing Sprint Car ranks with ASCS. You know, a series that I feel is probably the audition, the best payout, the best TV exposure. I mean, they've got everything going for them right now, and that's what we're wanting to go towards.
Now, are you going to run the whole Lucas Oil series, or are you going to pick and choose?
For the first year, we're going to pick and choose. We're going to run a lot of regional stuff, some national stuff, and then hopefully following up here after that, we're going to do a full-on attack on the national tour and go after the points championship. But this year, we're going to get our feet wet, get as many laps as we can, race all over the country, and see what we can do.
Wow, that's really interesting. You're going to do the Wing Sprint Car deal. I believe you did get one start in a Wing Sprint Car last year, or did you get more than one?
I only got one. I drove Jesse Hackett's car for his dad about a month after he passed away, and it was a great opportunity, you know, something I'm glad I, you know, accepted, and we got a third-place finish, first ever time in a Wing Sprint Car, so it's something we're really happy with, and Jack and the whole Hockett family really happy, so proud to take part.
Midget schedule in the summer. Are you going to continue to do some midget races, or are you going to just pretty much focus on the Wing Sprint Car come summertime?
We are going to be doing some midget races, but it's basically going to be probably 90% Wing Sprint Car. We're just going to, you know, we're switching sides, and we're going to go run that as much as we can, and we need to get experience, and that's the only way we're going to get it by running laps. We feel like with the midget, we have a pretty good idea of what we can do. We're ready to tackle a new goal.
Did you think that maybe 4 or 5 years ago you'd be going in this direction?
Honestly, no. I think after I got a choice of, well, hey, do we want to race midgets or do we want to race sprint cars? And we decided with midgets, and I really never thought I'd ever drive a Wing Sprint Car. And now, I mean, I am looking forward to it more than anything. I'm ready for the challenge. It seems like a ton of fun, a lot of great people involved with it, and I think it's going to be something where our family's going to have a great time, and we can hopefully maybe not make more money, but not lose as much.
And one thing I'm kind of curious about, what kind of equipment are you going racing into the Wing Sprint Car deal with?
We're building a couple Maxim cars with Don Outs in them right now. We got a new Outlaw trailer that we're outfitting. We got it from Jason Myers, and we're going to try and do it right. We're going to try and come to the track prepared to win each night just like we were at the Midget, but instead they got wings on top.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You'll be on the gas still, Brad Boyette, joining us, college student Amber. And did you grow up in a racing family, or was this something that came to you guys later on in childhood? You mentioned you did the micros. You were in this deal pretty young. How were you exposed?
I didn't start racing until I was 14, which is pretty old, you know, for some of these guys. A lot of these guys started when they were, you know, 6 or 7 racing quarter midgets, and that's not the, it's not what we did. You know, I wasn't really even involved with racing until I was 10 years old, and we started going and watching races at some of the local dirt tracks, and then we turned into professional race fans, driving all over the country, watching races, and then one day it's like, hey, you know, why don't we give this a try? So, we met up with, Phil Durst, bought one of their micros that his son ran, and, ran those for 2 years, and got involved with the Focus Midgets for a year, and then we ran midgets up till now. So, I mean, I was a first-generation driver. I've been blessed with the opportunity that my mom and dad have given me, letting me pursue my dream of being a race car driver. My sister for doing pretty much all the marketing and social networking and stuff, and it's a great deal.
And like I said, do it together as a family. That's one of the things we like. And, Brad, we're getting a little short on time, but we're definitely going to have, maybe you're not taking so many classes, talk about your ASCS experience.
Yeah, definitely great. Glad to be on the show tonight, and appreciate everybody tuning in and watching, and hopefully you guys enjoyed the show.
That's going
to
close out this week's show, but want to thank everyone that was on.
TJ's Lineways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back next week for your open wheel racing fix.
And maybe I'll remember that cue a little earlier than I thought. On behalf of Brad Boyette and Tony Barhorst, everyone here at the Open Wheel Spectacular, have a great holiday season. We'll be on all December, so keep it with us. Good night.